Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
God bless you. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for tuning in today here on Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Today is March the 18th, 2013. And for my first-time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a broadcast where the mission is to encourage people to become empowered with strategic tools of life to overcome abuse, rejection, fear, abandonment, and oppression. And we praise God for each and every one of you for tuning in on this evening. I am excited. It is Monday. Thank you again for joining me. For today is the day that the Lord has made. We will be rejoicing. We are excited, and we are glad that we are in it. We are glad to be able to smell the roses. Hallelujah. Be able to feel the breeze, the cold, the heat, the wind. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, we still give God all the glory in all things because we know that he has made a way of escape. And he doesn't put any more on us than we can handle. Praise God. Praise God for you, you, and you. And without you, there would be no me. And so I thank God for each and every one of you for joining me on this evening. Today is the 18th day of the month. 18 represents judgment by the word of God. Hallelujah. And it also means to be upright. And so if we give scripture reference to this for today, it comes from the book of Judges. So grab your pen, grab your Bibles. It's going to be short and quick, but it's going to be powerful, and I pray that you gain something from the word of God. So we're going to go to Judges just to give reference to the scripture, reference scripture to judgment by the word of God for the number 18 from Judges 20 and verses 24 and 25, which simply says this. And what I'm going to do is actually, and just flow with me here because I'm trying to just flowing here. Let's see, what did I say? I said Judges 20, verses 24 and 25, and it reads out of the King James Version, "And the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. And Benjamin went forth against them out of Gilgith the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men, all these drew the sword." And if we break that down, that particular scripture, Judges 20, 24, and 25, we can read it this way. In obedience to God, for a second day, the Israelites advanced against the Benjamites. But the warriors of Benjamin came out of Gilba, struck down 18,000 warriors of Israel and won another great victory. That's what that really means. So if we look at that particular scripture, if you just let me tap into that for just a minute, but that's not where we're going tonight. But I believe God will just even tie this in. Notice that on the scripture it says for a second day. Excuse me. The second day really kind of lets us know that there was another battle before that. And it doesn't, and what it doesn't say or doesn't really mean is that it was consecutive, meaning that it wasn't the day after. It just means there was another day of fighting. And it could have been a couple of days later. It could have been a couple of weeks later. But that this was another battle that had already taken place and not necessarily the day before. So in this particular chapter, I really haven't studied the book of Judges, but I do know these things about the book of Judges, and that is the book of Judges tells us about the wrath of God. because there were things that provoked God to anger, because there were no kings ruling in the book of Judges. And so man had a mindset that they could do in whatever they please. So what I do, I want to challenge you to go and read the book of Judges. And if you decide specifically to read the 20th chapter of the book of Judges, because what we do know is that there were four things that provoked God to anger, and that was they were doing evil, and that they were forsaking God. We also know that they were following other gods and that they were bowing down to these other gods. So what happened is that it provoked God to anger. Now, in this particular scripture, what we're hearing about this particular passage of scripture in particular is that they assumed that they had approval of God when they went forth in battle. And when I say they, I'm talking about the Israelites. So here we have a division of Israel fighting a civil war with in which they put brother against brother, and the brother being the Benjamites. So there was a civil war going on, and we do know that much. And so I ask you to read again this chapter for yourself so you can get a full understanding of God's judgment, which is what 18 represents. So one of the things about the judgment of God, and I want to say this and then we'll move on, is that his judgments are a great deep. And when I say great deep, what I'm meaning is it is deep like the sea, just like his waves of the sea. And we know that the sea runs really deep. So his judgments are a great deep. We know that. So we know that the clouds and darkness are round about him, but judgment and justice are always inhabited of his throne. So praise God that we have his assurance of his righteousness, even when we can't see the reason of our Lord's proceedings. We take pleasure and know that we have assurance in his righteousness. So we see that in this particular chapter that the nation had to be humbled by God. So this is the wrath of God, and this was what he was really kind of proving. Because Israel first thought that they had a sin problem. They thought that they had a sin problem, but they came to see that it was not a we thing. It was a we had a sin problem. Israel had a great beam in their eye. In other words, they had a beam in their eye, but they were pointing the finger at the Benjamites. In other words, they were pointing the finger at someone else, and they had a beam in their own eye. And the message that I kind of got out of that was concerning this chapter was it was a great reminder to us here today that when we go out to wage war with sin in our camp, it brings about a great destruction. That's what I really kind of got out of that message. And that is a message to all of us. So we are reminded that we need to be mindful that we don't go ahead of God and assume that we have his approval when we did not stop to ask God what way we should take or which way we should go. Which leads me now into closing out this hearing God's voice. It was so divine that it would kind of tie in, and that's not even where I'm going for tonight. So now let's go to closing out the final thoughts on hearing God's voice. And I have a feeling that this ties in, and I didn't even realize that until we're talking. So I beseech you to go back for those who missed the first three series on hearing God's voice, to go back and eat and digest that whole meal. And again, I thank God for Evangelist Connie Hayes for sticking it out with me on last week, on last Monday, as we dug into hearing how God speaks. and he speaks to us in various ways. So now that we know that there are various ways in which God speaks, and we have understanding about just that, we can advance to the kingdom can now advance in the kingdom of God. So now I would like to go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2. So go to Deuteronomy 28, 1 and 2, and if you read that passage of Scripture, it says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, now I'm putting a parenthesis in that, this day being the 18th day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of God. So what is the message here? And like I said, I'm going to be real short tonight, and please forgive me because my body is tired. But I still know I needed to just bring forth this thought and close out this portion right here. So what this passage of Scripture is really saying and reminding us and things that and just kind of reminding us of what we've already talked about and where we're going is we still have to be obedient to the voice of God. And when we are obedient according to the Scriptures, when we are obedient to the voice of God and heartily obey all his commandments that he commanded us, God will place us, he will place us, and I'm saying us, on high above all the nations of the world. Not only that, all the blessings will come down on us and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God. And so what would that mean? What are those blessings? That's the next question. What are those blessings? God's blessings inside of your city. And I have a studio full of people and those in the chat room. Your city. And I've got various cities represented here. So your city. God's blessing in your country. God's blessing on your children. The crops of your land. The young of your livestock. That's and its kind. That's what that really means. That means not only the livestock, but its fruits, the fruits that come from your livestock, the calves of the breed of your herd, the lambs of your flock, God's blessings on your baskets and your bread bowls, God's blessings in your coming in and your going out. So God will defeat your enemy, which is verse 7, who attack you. They'll come at you in on one road and run away on seven roads. That's when your enemies are scattered in seven different directions. Hallelujah. Seven different directions. Seven represents the number of completion. That's God's perfect number. Hallelujah. That should encourage your heart right there. And I feel some help coming. I feel my stress coming. God will order a blessing on your barns and your workplaces. He'll bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving unto you, your hands. You, he gave you. You, and you. God will form you as a people holy to him. Just as he promised you. And we know that God will never, hallelujah, he will never forsake his promises. And he is just to perform all that he has said concerning you. Now take this personal. This is a personal blessing right here. Because the key word in that particular scripture was if. Meaning it is conditional. If you do these things, if you hearken yourself, if you be obedient to the voice of God concerning you. This is an individual thing. Remember, the children of Israel got in trouble because they were trying to point their finger on someone else when God was talking to them. So we need to examine us and making sure we are being obedient to that which God has told us to do, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it appears to be, regardless of the obstacles in the mountains and the hills that are before us. Because remember, the word of God tells us that he'll make the mountains and the hills low. He'll bring them low. And the valleys in our life, he'll exalt the valleys. That's the low places in our life. So, in other words, God, you ain't got no excuse. You have no room for excuses, because it doesn't matter whether it's a valley, whether it's a hill or a mountain. If you do these things, you will be blessed. And when you are blessed, hallelujah, God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you. If, here's that key word again, if you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he has shown you. What does that mean? He will make your way prosperous. And when we hear that word prosperous, we automatically think about money. Come on, people, grow up. Not only just in your finances, but in every area of your life, your children. You want your children to be prosperous. You want to be prosperous in the things that God has required of your hands. You want to be prosperous in your business affairs, the marketplace. You want to be prosperous in terms of ministry. You want to be prosperous in your relationships, all relationships. Hallelujah. Okay, so again, God will form you as a people holy to him, just as he promised you, if you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way he has shown you. And again, the only way, men and women of God, that is going to happen, you have to be in your rightful place. You have to be able to hear the voice of God. You have to be connected to the vine. You cannot just go to church as usual. All this casual stuff about just going to church, because that's what you were taught to do. That's what you were brought to do. That's what your grandma did. That's what your mama drug you to church. You know, the drug, time out for being drugged to church. I don't want to be drugged to church. Praise God. I don't want to be drugged to church. Time out for being drugged to church. If somebody's got to beg you to go to church, check yourself. If we do these things, if you listen obediently to the voice of God and heartily obey all his commandments that he has commanded you, again, he will place you on high, not just high, but it goes back and says high above all the nations of the world. He will make room for you, all the nations of the world. And then all the blessings will come down from heaven. And when we do this, all the people, verse 10 says, all the people on earth see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. Don't you want to live in respectful awe of God in God's sight? Because remember, over in Judges, the scripture that I read, because they assumed they had approval. Now, neither one of them were right. Neither one of them right. The people, the Benjamites, were just as wrong as the Israelites were. Both of them were wrong. But because they went ahead of God, God said, go ahead, go forth. Go ahead and go forth. And you will suffer at the hands of God when we are not obedient to the voice of God. And that is my message for today. And that concludes the semester. Praise God. And so the key word, again, in this passage of scripture is if, which is conditional. And so we should do these things, verse 2, like I said, all these things, if we go back to verse 2, all these things shall come to on thee, upon us. God shall pour out his blessings from heaven upon us, and he'll overtake us. Upright men. Remember, 18 also means upright. Remember when the woman who had the infirmity was bent down because she had been with an issue of blood for 18 long years. But when she touched the hem, she was made upright. So, again, upright men are represented as going to the kingdom of God and God's blessings as following and overtaking them in their heavenly journey. Okay, so these are several things in that verse 2, worthy that we can just make observance of, and I'm just going to pull those things out. So it says, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, the voice of God must be heard. Again, we can't do these things because, remember, it is a condition. So the voice of God, first of all, has to be heard. And without a divine revelation, how can the divine will of God be known? That is a question. If you're not divinely connected to the vine, how can you hear God's voice? How can you hear God's voice? Amen. So he who doesn't hearken will not obey. And then Israel assumed that had God approved, instead of waiting to hear his voice, they then, because they went ahead of God, they were just a disaster, and they were just destroyed in that battle. Amen, somebody. Amen. So he who hearkens to the word of God must set out for the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And the curse must fall on those who stand in the way of sinners and will overtake them who loiter in the way of the righteous. So those who run in the way of God's testimony shall have an abundance of blessings. Blessings shall come upon them, and the blessings shall overtake them. In every part of their march through life, they shall continue to receive the fulfillment of the various promises of God, which relate to our circumstances, our trials, our tribulations in every stage of our life, including our children and our future generations. Praise God. So each overtaking them in time and place where most needed. And that is the key point here. Where most needed. God will bless us where we most need it, where it is most needed. So I praise God for each and every one of you for tuning in on this evening. And I hope you got something out of that very short, powerful message. It wasn't long. It was tight. Until next week, thank you, each and every one of you, for tuning in with me on this evening. And I just wanted to finalize that and just make sure that you understand that where we go in God is conditional based off of our obedience. Praise God. God bless each and every one of you in the chat room, in the studio, those that are listening by internet. Know that I love you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Until next time, may you have victory in Christ Jesus. No matter what it looks like, you shall have victory against all odds. God bless you. Okay. And those of you that are in the we're going to close out with this song. I think. The internet has been very slow this week. God, let's see. Okay, I am not hearing any music. There it is. God bless you. Hold on for a minute. I do not want to.
Is anybody glad in the room for Jesus? Is there anybody that's glad in this room for Jesus? Before we quit, can you sing that tonight? Say Jesus. Name that ever was, is, and will be, for the name
God bless you. Have a wonderful evening, each and every one of you. God bless. Good night.